This is the Cato Daily Podcast for Friday, December 16th, 2016. I'm Caleb Brown. Americans tend to agree on how police ought to do their jobs, but there are stark divides by political affiliation and race over whether or not police are living up to what we expect. Emily Eakins is author of a new Cato Institute study of American attitudes toward police entitled Policing in America. We spoke this week. What do we know now about how Americans feel about both the proper role of police and how police actually do their jobs?
So on the surface, Americans appear favorable towards the police. About 64% say they have a favorable view of the police. And when it comes to their own personal experiences, about two-thirds say that they're satisfied with the interactions they've had with the police. However, when it comes to what Americans think policing should be, it really differs from what a lot of the experts in the field say it actually is. So, for instance, majorities of Americans don't think that the police should be using military equipment, that they should not take people's money or property before they are convicted of a crime, you know, civil asset forfeiture. And they don't think that police departments should conduct internal investigations of misconduct of their own officers and instead have an outside agency conduct those investigations. However, the reality is this is often not what's actually happening. The issue is that a lot of Americans aren't aware of those issues. But when you ask them about what policing should be, they give you a very different picture of what it is.
How do racial groups break down in their perception of how police do their jobs?
That's a very good question. So like I mentioned, on the surface, people seem to be very happy. They tend to be positive and satisfied with their local police, but that conceals very stark divides across racial groups and partisan groups and how they evaluate how the police are actually doing their jobs. Now, these groups agree what police should be doing. They tend to agree on reforms, but what they disagree about is how police actually are doing their jobs. To just give you some examples that might surprise you, majorities of African Americans worry that police don't respond quickly to a call for help, that they don't protect them from crime, they use too much force and are too quick to resort to lethal force, and that police aren't held accountable when things do go wrong. And then only 17% think the criminal justice system treats everyone equally. In contrast, majorities of white Americans respond the opposite on all these questions. They think cops do respond quickly, protect them from crime, that they use the appropriate amount of force and are held accountable. So these are really stark differences in how they perceive the police. Hispanic Americans fall somewhere in between, but also tend to have a more negative view of how the police are actually doing their job.
What drives that? Presumably, it's the experience that one is likely to have in interactions with police.
So there are a variety of theories. Some people believe that if they haven't seen it, and if it hasn't happened to them, then they're not sure if it's really true. But there is evidence that we uncovered in our national survey of 2,000 Americans that suggests that perhaps people are having different experiences with the police and that we should, you know, take notice. So to just give you one data point, we found that as African Americans' incomes rise, they become disproportionately more likely to be stopped by the police than white Americans as their income rises. So just to kind of put some concrete numbers on that, if you look at blacks and whites who make less than $50,000 a year, they report being stopped about the same number of times over the past 5 years. Blacks are a little bit more likely than whites to report a higher number of stops. However, if you look at blacks and whites with incomes over $50,000 a year, blacks are stopped at about 1.5 times the rate of higher income white Americans. So what this would suggest is, for some reason, higher income African Americans are being stopped at a higher rate than higher income white Americans. I mean, this is very bizarre to people, but it actually fits with anecdotal evidence that we have from wealthy and higher income African Americans. So for instance, Republican Senator Tim Scott, a Republican from South Carolina, as well as the billionaire private equity financier Robert Smith, they both recount being stopped 3 to 7 times per year by the police. And you may have heard of the comedian Chris Rock, who has been taking selfies of himself every time he gets pulled over by the police. Now, it's possible that Chris Rock just is a speeder. He's a chronic speeder, perhaps. Or perhaps maybe he is being stopped a little bit more often than he should be. And in response to him getting pulled over and tweeting this out, actor Isaiah Washington tweeted out that he just gave up. He sold his Mercedes and he said he bought 3 less expensive Honda Priuses because, quote, he got tired of being pulled over by the police. So there does seem to be some evidence of disparate treatment by racial groups. This isn't definitive, but it certainly speaks to that.
So at least in one case, he's concluded that I get stopped because I'm a black man driving a nice car.
That's their conclusion that they have made. And we do have evidence that kind of seems to back that up. We also found something else that I found very, very surprising. So overall in the data, we find that changes in socioeconomic status and partisanship do a lot to change white Americans' views of the police. So just give you an example. If you look at white Republicans, they're 41 points more likely than white Democrats to believe the justice system treats everyone equally before the law. So that margin is 67% among white Republicans to 26% among white Democrats. What do we see among black Republicans and black Democrats? We actually had a very large sample size, which allowed us to look at this. We find that black Republicans are about as likely as black Democrats to believe the justice system is impartial. Only 15% of black Republicans believe the system is impartial, as do 16% of black independents and 13% of black Democrats. We see this pattern over and over again across evaluations of multiple items that we tested in the survey. There seems to be something going on, even when you control for the effects of partisanship, which is essentially what we're doing here, that we see that black Republicans are less likely than white Republicans to have favorable views of the police. What do you think explains that? Now, one obvious answer is perhaps they're having different experiences with the police. And that's why, even though folks in the same political party could have very different views of the police.
The upside seems to be that people tend to agree on what the police ought to be doing, and people tend to agree on what reforms ought to be adopted. Are there any are there differences among races about how strongly those are supported?
That's what's so fascinating. And one thing I really want to emphasize, something we found in the survey, is that no group is, quote, anti-cop. Majorities of whites, Hispanics, blacks, Democrats, Republicans, basically every demographic group tend to agree on what the police should be doing and on reforms. To give an example, we asked Americans what the top 3 priorities should be for police. People agree. Those top 3 things are, 1, to investigate violent crime, 2, to protect you yourself from being a victim of a crime, and then 3, investigating property crime. In fact, only 30% said that the police should prioritize enforcing drug laws, which I thought was kind of an interesting finding. But people tend to agree on what the police should be doing. And we asked about a number of reforms that many scholars in the field believe could improve police-community relations, and we did not find a big gap on those questions. Just to give you a few examples, a majority of Americans, 68%, support additional training for police officers to help them handle confrontations with citizens. That just sounds like a common sense reform. It can help protect the police officer as well as the citizen. 63% oppose what is essentially a pretextual stop. They don't think that the police should pull people over for minor traffic violations to investigate drug crimes and other criminal activity, that you only should pull someone over if you really have a good reason to do so. So a lot of the issues that people are concerned about when it comes to policing and criminal justice reform, when we ask about reforms that are intended to kind of solve those problems, we don't find a race gap on those questions. The issue is the perception of what's actually happening, and that's where we see the difference.
Emily Eakins is a research fellow at the Cato Institute and author of Policing in America, now available at cato.org. Subscribe to this podcast at iTunes, Google Play, and with Cato's iOS app. And follow us on Twitter at Cato Podcast.